and Ryan, and we know that you're dying to hear what we have to say. Today, I say we hear what we have to say. Today, it's the blank. Fill it in. Fill it in.
Saturday night, just gonna pass it some high. Thank you, baby. Dump, 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 dump.
Who sings that?
Wakefield.
Wakefield.
Saturday. Saturday.
Some absolute
Saturday night. Saturday night. Saturday night. Saturday night. Saturday night. Saturday night. Young world, what's going on today? I am Carlos.
And I'm Ryan.
And this is The Blank with Carlos and Ryan. We're back with another week, another edition, another episode of the show, The Blank with Carlos and Ryan. And it's a new episode today. And don't forget to add us on your socials, Instagram, YouTube, you betcha. We're back with another week, another edition of an episode. We got a great show for you today. Ryan is here, about to take a tub of what can I only assume is Jack Daniels in a Yeti canister.
I wish, man.
Okay.
I wish I could just roll around with Jack Daniels.
And you are just exposing your problem to the world, and you don't need to do that. But it's fine. We're going to continue on with the show. Ryan, how's your week been so far?
It's been lovely.
Yeah, that's good. Ryan's having a good week.
And yours?
My week's been... a complete path of darkness, to be absolutely honest with you. I'm not going to lie.
That's terrible.
It's been a hole that I can't seem to be getting, can't seem to stop digging out of. You know, I try to climb, and I fall again and again. That seems to be the life I'm living right now, and you know what I mean? I've come to accept it that, you know, damn. What? This is my hole, and I'm just going to live in it.
Damn.
All right, I'm going to end this little facade that I'm living, which is the voice I'm talking with. I'm just going to end it here and continue talking with my normal voice. All right, back to you, Ryan.
So what's going on, everybody? Happy Thursday. Happy Friday if you happen to be listening on a Friday, and happy weekend if you happen to be listening on the weekend. It's December.
It's December!
It's the last... end of 2023.
That's right.
It's been a long year, man.
It's been a year. It's been a year.
I feel like there's been a lot of stuff that has happened in 2023.
What's a highlight for you for 2023? I always enjoy these conversations because you don't know the fucking answer to any of them.
I don't know, man. It's weird because it just feels like a lot of stuff happened in the year, and then when you come to December, it always feels like you're just kind of like reflecting on the whole year.
That's literally what I asked. So, yes. Do you have any reflections?
You know, and like the reflections like really pay like, you know, dividends in, you know, how your next year is going to go and, you know, stuff like that.
So, Ryan got me this hat for Christmas, which I appreciate. It's a Chicago Bears hat. Go Bears!
Yeah, it's pretty large.
And I appreciate it. You know, I'm going to wear it.
Pretty large.
Always, you know, all black. You know, all black everything. You know how I do. Yeah, I'm going to treasure it. I'm going to rep it. I'm going to rep them. That's my team. I'm sticking with them. Although they make some questionable plays, I'll stick with them. I'm determined.
Well, I think like
when they win, I might cry.
I hope so. I hope that happens for you.
They haven't won a Super Bowl since the 80s, like 86.
Yeah.
So
I hope it happens.
I hope they do it. That would be a big deal. And you know what? I hope I am wealthy enough to go to that game.
Ooh.
That would be swell. Ooh. That would be a nice Super Bowl to go to. That would be a nice Super Bowl to go to. I can't be, though, now because I know I'm addicted to heroin and I'm heavily in debt. So, I mean, if I get out of that one day, we'll see. But update from last week, you have informed you of this already. So last week I did inform Ryan about my manager who gave me solid advice. Great guy. We had that sit down asking me what I wanted to do with the rest of my life. And he was very open to me with what he wanted to do. And I appreciate it. And what really stood out was like, Carlos, I'll look out for you, man. Whatever you want to do with your next step, I'm going to be here for you no matter what, how long it takes, however it takes, I will be there for you. He gave notice this week.
And for those who don't know what notice is,
he gave his 2-week goddamn notice. He is leaving the company. He is leaving me high and dry. That's so funny. And I will never forgive you for this, for breaking my goddamn heart.
That's so good.
Yeah.
That was like perfect.
That was like,
that's like literally like,
I was shocked when he told me. I was like, so what? I'm like,
so good.
And the first thing, as soon as we had like our one-on-one, because he told our team as a whole when he broke the news, and then we had like a one-on-one meeting, and I'm like, it's like, Carlos, man, by the way, I meant every single word. And I'm like, clearly, no, you didn't. No, you didn't. Clearly, you didn't.
So for those who didn't hear the story, go back an episode if you can. Just a very, very funny story with Carlos and his manager. I thought he was really looking out for you, man. I thought it was really, yeah, put this on pause, yeah. Go listen to that, come back.
And I'm like, man, yeah, what so the good. Hell?
So good.
But I'm like, it's fine. You know what? He's doing his own thing, and I appreciate it. I respect it. I can't control the guy. You know what I mean?
You know,
he has a family to feed.
You know what? Maybe his talk with you really inspired him to go out and do what he wanted.
Maybe,
and
then man.
He's stand-up comedian.
You know, and then he's like, yeah, maybe, man. Who knows?
All of the Toronto downtown comedy clubs, and we have a lot of them.
We have quite
a lot of different shows.
Quite a bit.
You know, hopefully we catch him.
Well, I mean,
that'd be that'd be hilarious.
That'd be funny. That'd be interesting.
Catch him and beat him up.
I see him on stage. Yeah.
For giving us false hope.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
As a manager.
You sold me a freaking lie of a dream, sir, and I don't appreciate it.
Too funny.
But you know what? I did take his comments into stride, and I appreciated it. I actually signed up for a improv class.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah. So
you're doing all this exciting stuff.
I mean, I try to, you know, spice up my life a little
bit. Great.
This is me having my quarter life crisis.
I love it.
So I'm trying to do that. I'll keep y'all posted on how it goes. I don't even remember when it's going to. I think it's like 2 weeks from now. But
that's awesome.
Yeah, we'll see.
That's how like it Christmas.
Goes. Oh, yeah.
In and around like Christmas time.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle bell rock. Jingle bells swing and jingle bell ring.
So
do you have like a classic Christmas song that you listen to every now?
Yeah, it's All I Want for Christmas by R. Kelly.
When demonetized. All right.
I'm just playing. I'm just playing. I don't know. It's Drew Hill. I think we've talked about this in the past. Drew Hill does This Christmas. That's my
for some reason I feel it's worse than the R. Kelly one.
That's my go-to Christmas song.
Boy.
Cisco's a killer in that one.
For me, it's what's that Christmas song by Nat King Cole? Yeah, everyone knows that one. Chestnuts roasting on an open fire.
Love it. Love it. Do you like when it happens in November and we didn't speak about it earlier, but like when stores start changing the music when you're walking around?
I mean, I guess it's festive a bit, but I try not to go into stores because I just don't want to hear All I Want for Christmas Is You by Mariah Carey.
That plays every day.
Every day.
10 times a day.
Yeah.
Around the world.
She's making bank.
Oh, yeah.
She probably doesn't have to make another album again. That song alone is probably making her millions.
Literally.
And it's ridiculous. Ah, that damn song.
I think it's a good song.
It was. A great song. Until it got shoved in my damn ear for every December since 1990, whenever it released.
Yeah.
All right.
She created a classic.
She did.
An absolute classic. Yeah.
Good for her, though. You know. I have nothing for respect for the woman that created the song Touch My Body.
Yeah.
Yeah. So to each their own, you know, all more power to you, Mariah.
Yeah,
and
definitely.
To my manager who betrayed my trust, but is also looking up and living his own life. So good for you. Good
Too
for you.
God, man.
Good for you.
So good.
What is there to talk about? GTA 6.
GTA 6. You excited for that?
I saw the trailer and I'm like, damn, these are
really see the trailer.
Really good graphics, bro.
Really?
I'm like, shit.
Out of this world.
Yeah. Like, I mean, they're not gameplay world. One, but I mean, like, story, like, for, yeah. like, the cutscene wise, very impressed with the graphics. Yeah. Like, really realistic. I can only imagine what the gameplay is going to be like. I saw the trailer, and you know, the trailer, if you haven't seen it, the trailer, like, cutscenes in the trailer are based off of real things that happened.
I wouldn't be surprised.
So I'm just, and it's in Florida, so it's based in Florida.
Yeah.
So my thing is GTA, why not just title it Grand Theft Auto 6 and have like a subtitle or maybe like a description being like, whatever happens or whatever you do in this game in terms of murder, you know, beating up women and robbing people, that's literally Florida yeah. when you go there.
Standard.
That's just like, yeah. you're. So this game is literally, you don't even have to go to Florida.
Yeah, you can
just play this game, yeah. and that's literally Florida. Yeah. So I'm just letting you kids know. And we all know, like, we have some goddamn brats in this generation, man. Oh, you definitely. Know what I mean? These kids are, these, like, 5-year-old kids are playing this 18-plus game for some reason. I'm just saying, like, this is... You know what I mean? So if you play this video game and you go to Florida and you're shocked, it's like, oh my god, I just witnessed a shooting. You played the game. You knew what you were getting into.
It's so funny how, like, the developers are like, yeah, let's just take real scenes out of real life from Florida
and then
put them in the trailer. Yeah. They didn't have to come up with their own ideas. No. You know what I mean?
The wildness and the stuff. They should be like, all right, what happened in Florida this week? Put it in the trailer.
Crazy. Yeah, they're like, throw it in the trailer.
And then I can only somebody imagine what the storyline is like.
Somebody getting eaten by an alligator. Yeah.
There is an alligator in the dam. Somebody, there's like 3 alligators in the trailer.
Picking up prostitutes on the side of the road.
Yeah.
Let's throw it in the trailer.
Yep. Someone having a heroin overdose on the street.
Crazy.
Put it in the trailer.
Crazy. Are you excited for the game?
I haven't even played the last one. Like, I played it, but I haven't finished it.
Yeah.
So I'll finish the GTA 5. I think, well, I mean, GTA is always a good time. You can't really get too bored from it.
I think it's like a very
The main character is a female.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's awesome. I like that.
Talk about dark times. You know what I mean?
I like it, though.
Oh,
man.
Boy.
It's cool.
A female and a male, though. So it's a boyfriend and girlfriend.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So I guess you do, like... Or I wonder if you could do co-op. That'd be pretty cool.
That would be... I mean, there's missions, so I'm sure you can. So,
that'd be pretty cool. Mm. I don't know. They always do really good jobs
nowadays.
Like a
Bonnie
nowadays.
And Clyde.
Yeah.
And you choose Florida for that?
Definitely.
Oh, boy.
What more action would you have in the rest of the world? Other than, like,
Bangkok.
Baghdad.
GTA, GTA 7 based in Baghdad. Abdul, get the rocks. We're stoning someone. Abdul, get the rocks. Can you imagine? Holy shit.
Oh, my God. And then Thailand would be like
yeah.
ensuring that you don't mess with any ladyboys. Can
you imagine?
Rockstar.
With a message.
GTA
All right,
8
so.
Thailand.
We understand our GTA Baghdad game got 100 million views in one day. However, the Taliban were not very impressed.
Yeah. We actually got a death threat.
Yeah, we got a death threat like the moment it was. So, yeah, we're going to cut it off. Yeah, so I don't think we're going to get a GTA Baghdad anytime soon.
Yeah,
so.
No, unfortunately.
I mean, GTA
There's
Toronto
an idea,
would
though.
Be nice.
Toronto?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would be nice. No?
Yeah, that would be pretty cool, I right? guess. And then you have like the suburbs.
Yeah.
Scarborough.
We'll go to Scarborough. Brampton is going to be a freaking...
That would be the big...
That'd
be
the
Florida.
Wildfire.
That'd be the Florida.
That'd be like, how are you going to drive there? I don't know.
That would be the Florida.
Yeah. So...
Wasn't there something recently that happened?
What?
I don't know if it was actually in Brampton or not, but somebody, like, they raided a Best Buy, and then some, like, off-duty cop got stabbed. It was like a week ago or something.
I think
like
this
that.
Was in Scarborough.
Or a couple days ago.
Yeah,
that's
yeah,
crazy,
yeah.
man.
I read about this. Yeah.
yeah,
yeah
so
yeah,
that's
yeah.
like some real GTA
that's
shit,
some
man.
Interesting shit.
That's some real GTA shit.
Yeah.
The city's getting worse and
it's
worse.
It's getting worse and worse.
And
baby.
It's definitely getting to that. We're going to be the Florida. We probably want to.
I don't want to be. I mean, I think we're getting there.
We're like the Florida of Canada.
I'd say so.
Like some absolutely
I
nuts
think we're
shit.
Getting there. Well, and you know what? No, I dispute that. I think Hamilton.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I think we can all agree.
Hamilton is pretty bad. I don't
we
know.
We can all
I
agree
was
on
there.
That
I was there for a day and I went on a date there and I was like mortified with the shit I've seen. Just saying. Right. Just saying.
Exciting, man. I'm sure there's a lot of people excited for that game.
That game is definitely it's gonna look do out numbers for sure.
released next year. Mm-hmm. April?
No, right? 2025.
Oh, 2025. So 2025.
And they released the trailer now.
You know, check it out. I'm sure it's really...
Shrek is also going to come out in 2025.
A new movie?
Shrek, yeah.
Oh, shit. That's huge. Mm-hmm. That's actually huge. That's good news. Big. Yeah, Shrek's... Every single movie's
timeless.
Been good.
Timeless.
Yeah, they're classics.
Oh, yeah.
Are they going to bring back all the original, like, characters?
Yeah, all the cast are going to be in it. Yeah.
Eddie Murphy.
Eddie Murphy.
Love that dude.
Donkey.
Man.
He's putting in work.
Love it.
Yeah, man. Oh dear. Diddy.
P. Diddy, man.
P. Diddy B boop up.
What happened? What happened?
What
to that?
Didn't happen was a question.
That was wild.
But Diddy's being accused of he's doing some shit. Apparently R. Kelly even is just like, whoa, that's too much.
You think?
Yeah, just
you
like,
think he pissed off the Illuminati?
Diddy maybe was late on a payment?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would
just
think
like,
so.
Hey, buddy, what's going on? We know you're a billionaire, so let's pay up. Where's your sacrifice?
Something.
Where's your sacrifice, huh?
Like, definitely something happened.
Oh, yeah.
Because it was so quiet for so long. But I guess the same thing kind of happened with R. Kelly. Like, one thing comes out,
and then
all of a sudden...
It starts this tumble effect of just worse and worse. The wildest thing I read so far was that he gang raped a minor.
A minor?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say a dude.
No, a minor.
Wow, that's fucked up. That's like some Epstein shit. Holy shit.
I'm like, what
fuck? I'm swearing. Oh, I'm sorry.
It's okay. Well, I mean,
oh my God.
Listen, look here.
I apologize.
There's no
I'm
need
trying
to.
Not to.
Bro, there's some stories that make you curse.
Oh my God. Wow.
Folks, I warned you guys last week.
That is absolutely
we
wild.
Said, if we hear some ish that's going to go, that gets crazy, we're going to curse.
Wow.
So fair warning. But
that's sad.
That's insane.
Wow.
And Diddy has released a statement saying, I'm sick of this.
I saw that.
I'm fed up with this. Basically had his moment, his R. Kelly moment.
Fighting for his
life. Y'all killing me, man. I'm fighting for my life. But Diddy's doing that.
Instead, man.
And he's adding his own ad libs. Take that.
Something happened.
I'm saying
something happened.
Diddy, you need to explain yourself, baby.
Like, if all of it's true, then the dude definitely deserves to like rot in jail.
But then,
kind of thing.
But
Diddy makes like,
so much good music
too.
I don't want to lose that.
Like the production.
You know how tough it is not listening to R. Kelly nowadays without being stared at. Na 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 na. You mean I can't listen to "I Need a Girl" anymore?
I wonder if like
or last night.
What do you think Biggie would say
if he heard about this shit?
Yeah.
He'd be like, oh man. Now who the hell is this knocking at my door? I don't know.
Yeah, I guess him and Mace just went two different ways.
Oh yeah. Well, Mace does not like him at all because of money wise. He's like
But Mace went to like the God stuff, right?
He did the God stuff. He ended up actually doing crime again after. And
damn. Then,
but now he has his own show, though, which is very successful with Cameron. It is what it is. It's a very good show. Have you
really?
Seen it?
No, I haven't seen that.
Actually,
I had no
it's
idea.
A, like a sport, they talk about sports and stuff, and they curse and everything.
Oh.
It's like ESPN, but like you can curse. It's like a very funny show.
Where does it play? On YouTube?
It's on YouTube, yeah.
Oh, okay.
No, it's a good show, man.
Wow.
Funny, very funny clips. They freaking Cameron calls him out on his AOs all the time. It's hilarious. Or like pause. It's a good show. You should really check it out.
Oh, okay.
Talk about sports and
I actually like Mace. Mace and Cameron.
Yeah, Cameron's a good dude.
Yeah. That's great. Yeah, Diddy though, man. Like
Diddy, what's going on, man? I mean, we heard the stories about how you rip off your artists, but now you're doing the Diddy. Diddy bop. Diddy boop bop doo.
Like I'm wondering if like all of like the Make the Bands, all of those reality television shows that they have like some real secret shit.
So
of,
after
like,
the
stuff
Cassie accusation, as soon as that came out, one of the people from Making the what's her name? Danity Kane. What's her name? Aubrey something, I forget her name. She was actually like, yo, I got some ish on Diddy too.
What?
But she didn't like go to court about it or anything. I'm gonna look into it and see what we can do. So, Diddy, yo, man, I'm just saying though, for the record, guys, for you know, if you really think that none of these record producers are like this, if you truly really knew about these people,
yeah,
you wouldn't be listening to any music. Like, music would be done, movies would be done, TV, there'd be no form of entertainment whatsoever.
They're just regular.
Now, I'm not saying we should let it slide and be like, oh, it's okay. However, y'all knew what the hell was going on. Come on.
Damn.
Talk to me.
Damn.
Talk to me. Oh, you tired? Am I making you tired?
I didn't have a second coffee today, man.
You didn't have a second coffee? No. Why?
So I almost burned down my apartment.
Sky.
So I apologize for yawning.
Why did you almost burn down your damn apartment? Explain yourself.
I'm an idiot. That's why.
Good talk.
God, this guy.
But yeah.
Oh my God.
I almost burned down my apartment today.
It's unbelievable. Unbelievable.
I had to call the rental insurance.
Did you actually?
No.
Oh, I was going to say, like, was it that bad?
No, it wasn't bad.
Okay.
But it was just funny. I haven't done something like that in a long time.
What, burn down?
Where you, like, forget about something, you know what I mean?
Oh, I've done that. I even did that at work. I almost had a fire by accident. Did I talk about this here? I don't know. I remember I was at Wendy's. I was working late night. It was a late night shift. And it was nearing close. And there was someone complaining at the cash register, a customer complaining at the cash register because her food wasn't like cooked. And no one was there. Literally no one was there at the cash. And she was like looking at me. No one was there. I'm just like, what the hell is this? It's my first job. I don't know what to do.
What are we supposed to do here?
No, I'm here. I want to help her, but like I have to clean up the damn grill thing. So there's oil and there's all this shit. I'm like, oh my God. So I'm just like, oh, so I drop it for a few seconds. I'm like, hi, ma'am, how can I help you? And I do blah, 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 hit everything on the computer. And I'm like, okay, let me get your order. I apologize. So gave her a refund. And while I'm hitting the stuff on the computer, I hear someone in the back go, ah, fire! And I didn't even turn around immediately. I'm just like, I knew what it was. And I turn around and I see the fire. And I'm like, God damn it. God damn it. And I see another employee bring a fire extinguisher, blow out the fire. I'm like, oh, worst. And I look back at the customer, not even like a thank you for getting the refund, just like, ugh, what kind of establishment are you running here? And I'm like, this.
Give me my refund.
Yeah, I'm like, this.
Walks out.
Whatever.
That's so funny.
Whatever. So
I'm appalled.
We're clearly cleaning up because, you know, the fire, it didn't create too much of a mess. Freaking fire department comes in.
Oh my God.
And I'm like, all right, well, this is absolutely embarrassing. And then there was one employee, because of the cleanup, one employee had to come in late night to help clean up. And his first thing, he never liked me. This guy never liked me. So he's like, who did it? And then they tell her that it was me, and instantly I see him go, I knew it! And I'm like,
And then he fired you.
No, funny enough, they did not fire me.
Okay, good.
Funny enough, they did not fire me. I was surprised that they did. I thought I was getting fired 100%.
Accidents happen. You can't really, you know.
I take the L on that, obviously. Like, I took the blame. It was my doing. At the same time, where were you clowns when this person was screaming for help? All right? That's what happens when no one's available to help the customer.
Man, fast food's tough.
It's rough. My very first job. It was a tough job. Yeah. Never want to do that again. Ever.
God.
I even went back a few years later during the drive-thru to get some food. It's like, hey, how are you? I'm good. Good.
Oh, they recognize you?
Yeah, one of the managers did. It's like, good. Why are you? It's okay.
I'm trying not to. Oh, bleep.
Okay. Okay. And so they like, yeah, how are you? Good. And then somebody else came into the window and that manager was just like, hey, remember that fire that I told you about? It was him.
Wow. That's so funny.
I was that guy.
Ouch.
Yeah. Ouch. That's always lovely.
That's tough. Yeah, I can't imagine.
You never worked fast food before?
No, never. Oh. I worked at many grocery stores.
Many? Well, what was
two.
I was like, wait, what? Many? What was the other one? You did a thing at...
I worked at a Russian grocery store.
Yeah.
And then I worked at my mom's grocery store.
She has a grocery store?
She used to, yeah. In Newmarket. I worked there.
Say no more. I don't want to know about that.
Yeah, slave labored.
Yeah, no, don't want to know. Don't want to know. Don't want to know about that goddamn town. what was that? What was that like working in Newmarket?
Oh, it was good.
Yeah, was it wasn't. What did you do there?
Picking up rice.
You picked up rice.
Yeah,
that was your job.
Yeah,
I don't understand. Was there like a field there?
No, like back in the day, my mom used to own like a small Cambodian grocery store.
Yeah,
and then like I would spend my weekends and my summers running the whole thing. It's pretty cool.
Running.
Yeah, like you. My mom would just leave, and then I would have to like do the cash and then help people and restock stuff.
There has to be laws about this.
Yeah, I know. I was like 15.
Hold on.
I think it's past the time where they can arrest my mom.
Yeah, with the government, you never know. In Trudeau's government.
It's true. But I think that whole summer, I worked the whole summer from like 8 in the morning until like 7 at night every day. Come home, do it all over again all summer. And you know how much I got paid?
How much?
$1,000.
Just in total?
Total.
That's all you made.
That's all I made for the whole summer.
Yeah, that's great. 100% illegal.
Yeah, it was great.
And that's probably why you smoke cigarettes now.
Definitely.
Yeah. So
that's exactly why. I was selling cigarettes at 15.
Okay. And on that note,
person would come in and be like,
all right. So we'll be right back after this commercial break with the blank and probably Ryan's lawyer at this point, because you know what? He is incriminating himself like crazy.
On fire.
Okay. Well, and stop talking about the fire. What's wrong with
you? What's going on, everybody? It's Ryan from the blank. Carlos happened to leave me to do this loan commercial, so I'm happy to be here. It is the holidays, and I really just wanted to kind of send out a message just to say to everybody, happy December, happy holidays, and I know the New Year's coming up, and we'll definitely be talking more about that as we go in the next couple of weeks. But just really wanted to stress, you know, take care of yourself, take care of your family, and we'll go from there. So welcome to the blank. Thank you for listening. Subscribe, like, share if you can. It would mean the world to Carlos and I, because we're definitely trying to make something of this podcast, you know, whether it's a slow progression or a fast progression. But we're here. So thank you, Ryan. See you, everybody, in a couple of seconds when Carlos is back. I think he's eating at the moment. We're back. Peace.
Like we never left. I left.
As quick as the wind blows.
That's Pocahontas. Do you think they're ever going to remake Pocahontas?
I don't know. I think that would be too offensive.
Too touchy?
Yeah.
Too touchy? Why?
I don't know. Oh, you know what I heard, though, actually? That new movie, Killer of the Flower Moon or something like that. I heard that was a very great movie. Great movie. If you have like 3 hours to kill, I haven't watched it myself.
It's coming to digital soon.
I do plan. They actually have it, a good version of it out already.
Oh, do they?
Yeah, I think it's on like Apple or something like that.
I need to watch it. I mean, you can never go wrong with Martin Scorsese.
Yeah, definitely. You know, so 3 hours, something like that. But then I heard it makes you really like emotional about like
the
Native Americans. Between... Yeah, and that kind of stuff, which is always good to learn. So check out that movie if you are interested. I'm definitely going to.
Absolutely. I've heard a few complaints though from the native community about it.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Get out of here.
Well, not really. Oh. Not well, I mean they are native of descent, but like
they're
not really about that life. But it's, I mean, like Martin Scorsese and especially Leonardo DiCaprio doesn't see me as I don't see them as the type to take advantage of any of that, like they would
learn and
make accurate, you know.
Make it as authentic as possible. Absolutely. And like absolutely. You know, not in any sort of bad way with any sort of like, you know, bad intent towards it. They're really using it as like an art form kind of thing. So
I'll check it out.
Yeah, tough.
I watched The Irishman just the other day.
Oh yeah.
For like the third time.
It's a long movie.
It's a very long movie.
Very long movie.
Yeah, it's like, you have to watch it
4 hours.
Increments. I had to watch it in increments.
It's crazy.
It's like a 3.5 hour movie.
3.5 hours.
Yeah.
Wild.
But I mean it's a mob, you know, mafioso, you know. Yeah.
There's a lot of story to it.
Yeah. Can't go wrong. Rob De Niro, Joe Pesci, come on. Mwah. Bonsuela. Whatever that means. means. Whatever it means.
So what did you, my homegirl, Taylor Swift, Time Girl of the Year.
Yeah.
Shout out to Taylor Swift. What'd you think about that? That was huge. I didn't
Person
think
of the Year.
Person of the Year. Time Person of the Year. Mm. Is that a big deal?
It's a pretty massive
It's a big deal. Who was Person of the Year last year?
I don't know, actually. Who
it's
was
an interesting
person?
Fact.
Let me look that up. Yeah. Who was Person? Like, some pretty big names are Person of the Year.
I would imagine. Like
Hitler.
You gotta be... Oh, he was,
he
right?
Was?
Yeah, shit. I...
That's not a joke.
No, I remember. Why do you always...
You're so Ooh. Funny. I think we should just make a compilation of you just catching yourself swearing.
Oh!
Whoops! Oh, there! Sorry about that, folks. It's actually funny enough about cursing. Did you see that video of Luca?
Oh, yes. Yeah, I did. That was very good. Yeah,
he
very
caught
good.
Himself and then he curses.
It's like, oh.
He's like, oh, shit. Oh, sorry.
He's out there effing around. Oh.
Sorry.
Yeah. It's tough,
time
man.
Time Person of the Year 2022. Who was Time Person 2022? Ukraine president.
Oh, yes.
That would make
okay.
sense.
Yeah, that makes
so,
sense.
I mean, so yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, but big for Taylor. This is a huge year for her, honestly.
I mean, oh, my God. She's
everywhere.
Having one hell
it's been
of
everywhere.
A year. Oh, my God. You can't avoid her. Like, but the tour alone, even the Travis Kelce news.
You know what would be really shocking? Mm. As soon as she misses a payment with the Illuminati.
Ooh.
What's going to happen?
What's she up to? What was she up? Now, those stories would be insane.
Oh, my God.
You know what? I think they'd probably even be worse.
I would think so as well.
Really? Yeah. I think they'd even
like
be worse than
animal cruelty or something like that.
It'd be bad. It would be bad.
I love Taylor Swift, so like I can't even say that.
Knocker,
but
I'm just saying. I'm just
funny.
If anyone...
We just lost all our Taylor Swift fans.
Yo, whatever. They'll be back. They'll be back. They always come back.
Yeah, like some animal cruelty stuff. Mm-hmm. Like
murder,
worse than Lizzo.
Even,
worse than Lizzo.
Murder. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Absolutely.
The Lizzo stuff would seem like...
you know what I mean? Just like...
like petty theft.
Yeah. It's like a very... it would seem like a very inappropriate tweet.
Yeah.
In comparison to
what's going to happen
yeah.
to Taylor
I'm
if
just
she
saying,
misses a
if
payment.
If she, you know...
Yeah.
One's, you know, hey, Taylor, you know what? We're going to pay you back with interest if you don't. We're going to charge you with interest if you don't pay up. The Illuminati don't play. All right.
But
just saying.
Congratulations. Huge, huge.
I actually
win.
Watched a clip. Rich watched an old clip. Do you know who Jesus Amaro is?
No idea.
Of course you don't. Unbelievable.
Jesus Amaro.
Jesus and Amaro.
That's a wonderful
two,
name.
It's
oh,
two
it's two people. Oh.
Jesus and Mero, they were a duo on
beautiful
the interwebs that would basically talk-ish about the entertainment world and review what's going on. They're a comedic duo. And
kind of like us. Well, like Carlos. I'm not funny.
Ryan, come on. You are funny. All right? You just hold it back because you feel like you're going to say something that's going to get us canceled. We talked about this. Anyway, they were on the Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon.
Really? That's huge.
Yeah, they've been on a few times.
Huge.
And they were playing a game, it's not charades, but it's like you give a clue of the person and they have to guess who it is.
Oh, okay.
So, one of the clues that the Jesus gave to Mero was she has a very long back.
What?
Implying that her back, she has no in the derriere
no bum.
Region.
Yeah, no bum.
And he immediately goes Taylor Swift, and
Ooh,
he got the right answer.
Ooh, damn.
I'm just saying, you could call it body shaving. I never laughed so hard in a clip. And, like, it was one of the most funniest. It's not funny that she bought body shaming. It was funny that he instantly got the right person.
Yeah. That's yeah, this is what's good funny. Chemistry.
Yeah.
So it's funny.
Yeah. You so now just like, she's got a really long back. Oh, Taylor instantly goes, oh, Taylor Swift.
Taylor
so I'm like, damn,
the,
that's unfortunate. Like,
she
why her?
She doesn't have the most curves.
No,
that's for sure.
But I mean, she's an attractive lady.
Beautiful.
So she can't, you know. And
beautiful.
Travis seems to see, like something.
Oh, yeah.
And now she's on top of the world. Speaking of new relationships, you know, this one, I you know what? I'm just going to go out there and say I don't approve of. Selena Gomez and this new guy, Benny Blanco. You know who Benny Blanco is?
I don't.
Benny Blanco is a record producer. He's made some bangers.
Wow.
Some of the biggest bangers of the last 10 years.
Damn.
He probably
would really,
produce.
Yeah? Wow,
yeah.
Good for him.
Yeah. And Damn. Now he's dating Selena, and I don't approve of it.
Why not? Selena's a cutie.
He's not. That's why I don't approve of it.
What's wrong with the dude?
What does she see in him that she don't see in me? So I'm speaking at it as a jealous out of jealousy.
Damn.
What the hell, man?
Damn.
Huh? Selena.
He's got to be doing something. Swanging.
Like when people were saying, if you know, they were speculating that it was a rumor for a while. Mm-hmm. And when she confirmed it, she goes, "I will never date F boys ever again."
Damn.
So apparently he's not an F boy.
Damn.
And her exes are.
Wow.
And she did Justin Bieber and The Weeknd.
Shout out to Justin Bieber.
And The Weeknd.
Toronto's finest. She's pretty much making fun of Toronto right now.
Yeah, essentially.
Damn.
And I don't appreciate that.
Damn.
You know what? She probably walked by the Eaton Center and then someone called her beautiful one moment and then called her ugly the next after she didn't respond.
I call her the B word.
Well, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, definitely.
You know what?
You didn't respond. Toronto.
Yeah. You didn't respond in time. That's your doing. You did Toronto that to yourself.
You. Yeah.
Whatever, man. I guess. Selena and Benny, I guess we're happy for you. I'm not impressed. That's all. If he can get her, then there's hope for everyone.
It's pretty crazy how like celebrity status, you don't really like hear too many celebrities just like with somebody like a common person. You know what I mean?
You don't hear about it too much, but I mean, you know who hit the ballpark with that scenario? Margot Robbie's husband.
Oh, really?
He's a common person.
Common dude.
And she was like, she wasn't famous. Like, this was back in Australia. She wasn't like Margot Robbie like we know her
now. Yeah,
but
yeah.
She was on TV back then, so it was like a really big show. And she was telling this story. She said that I was at the diner, and I could see him looking at me, but he never came up to me. So I went up to him.
What?
And she's like, hi. Wow. And he's like, hey. It's like, do you think I'm pretty? And
married
he's
ever
like,
since.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so sweet.
And she's like, well, then what's your phone number? And he was stunned. He didn't know what to say. And I think, like, you know, they paused for a bit. And then as he was leaving, she's like, hey, I still like the phone number. And he's like, oh, yeah, sorry. He's like, you know what? Here, take my phone number. And he got it, and they got married.
Take some notes, women.
Take
some notes.
Yeah.
God.
Yeah, you know, you're right. Damn it. When you say something good, you go for it,
yeah.
Females. Stop with this nonsense about, oh, men don't approach me. Do you want these Toronto men? You have Toronto men approaching you all the goddamn time. And then that's your peripheral vision of men here. Because all the men are the only ones being forward. We don't have the energy to do that.
All the time.
All right. You think it's good for my self-esteem if I keep on getting rejected by ladies like you? Come up to me. Boost my self-esteem. All right. I'm a catch. Okay.
He is.
All ladies, this. What are we doing here?
All this.
What happened to female empowerment? Take it what you want. Has Beyonce taught you nothing?
Legit.
Come on, ladies. Be better. How about 2024? Be better.
Yeah.
Be forward, all right? Stop looking in the past. You guys are complaining about jobs and you know, marriage and you know, everything and this and that. How about you go for what you want? If you like to see a man that you like, you go to him. Don't wait for him to come to you.
Damn.
That would make life so much better for me.
Damn. Carlos's rant for the day.
I really need that spa day this weekend. I need that goddamn spa day this weekend. That's all I know.
Yep, Carlos and so, I are definitely you know, it's
we're
one
going
of our
to
good...
a cult ranch.
What?
Well, he doesn't want to call it that, but I mean, I know a cult ranch when I see one.
But it's one of our good buddies' birthday on Saturday, so Carlos and I we're doing something a little bit unorthodox.
This is how horror movies start.
Normally we party, but I guess we're getting to that age
where
you start doing like some like real civil like mm-hmm. adult stuff for your birthday instead
just talk
of
about everything. Just talk about, you know, what we got in our savings and
instead of like dropping down like a half a bottle of whiskey
where we see ourselves in the next 10 years
something like that
God.
But yeah, we'll be out there on Saturday. Hopefully we take some cool pictures, see some cool stuff,
update you
tell
guys.
Us about your experience, our experiences, and hopefully be able to recommend
a review
Hopefully be able to recommend it
and
it's actually
if they were bad
place.
We'll tell you.
Definitely.
Oh, absolutely. And if they're a bit racist, we'll tell you. We'll tell you. We'll definitely tell you. Oh, we'll tell you.
The chink and the black dude.
Yeah, these two right here.
Yeah, these. Get these motherfuckers out.
Get them. Like, what the hell? We just wanted
yeah,
to check
in. Yeah, we just got
in
here.
We just wanted to check in. No.
But yeah.
I'm kind of nervous about that.
We'll be all right.
It's Whippy. I've never been to Whippy.
You ever been to Whippy?
No.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
It's pretty like small town.
That
Whippy, Ontario.
Oh,
go check it out.
That doesn't. No. Don't do that.
There's a big band that's from there.
From Whippy?
Yeah, from Whippy. Like a
Canadian band?
Canadian band. I don't know if.
Not an American band from Whitby, Ontario, Canada? Are they from Whitby?
Billy Talent?
What song do they have again?
Try Honesty.
Can you sing Can you sing a bit?
Our Fallen Leaves.
Oh, I know that one.
Fallen Leaves. Yeah. They have some good songs.
They are.
Billy Talent.
They're from Mississauga.
Oh, Mississauga. Oh, okay.
Who's from Whitby?
Unlock a memory there. I don't know. I know that there's some band that's like from the East End.
Is Simple Plan from there?
Maybe Simple Plan. Could be them. Something
famous
like that.
Band from Whitby, Ontario, Canada. All right. While I'm looking this up, speaking of. Oh, is there. Do you know this metal? progressive metal band? metal band?
Wow. Yeah, they're yelling out.
From Whitby, Ontario, Canada.
Yeah, from Whippy,
Ontario. Oh, there's more to two genders. equal rights for every race. And
progressive metal band.
Okay, well, to each their own, I guess.
Yeah, I know. You gotta do it. You gotta get it in.
Malachi. They're an R&B group.
No idea.
Malachi. Oh, look at him.
Good looking dude.
$50?
Easily.
Okay. Don't be gross. Anywho, speaking of music, we're nearing the end of the year. In the next few weeks, Carlos will be coming up with his top artist of the year, 2023. Top album.
Wow.
Top song. And top team of 2023.
Got it.
And you know what? Top team right now. Go Birds. Go Birds.
The record is not great. We got 3 episodes until the end of the year.
Our record ain't great, but you know what? They're the top team in my heart every year. So,
Go Bears. Bears.
I know the top verse of this year. You want to know what my opinion of who had the best verse this year, 2023?
I have no idea.
Oh, Ryan. You.
Give it to me.
You, Ryan, you absolute.
Let me know.
Ryan, you ignorant slut. Here is my top verse of 2023. And it belongs to Jermaine Cole, First Person Shooter.
Wow. Damn.
All right. That is the best verse I heard all year.
Damn.
And I haven't heard any better. If you'd like to debate me or dispute with me, don't even leave a comment or send us anything. See me in the street and come fight me, because I will fight you. All right? Plain and simple. You can't debate me. So, you know what? Fight me. Go ahead. That's how I feel about it. And I won't change my mind.
I feel that
J. Cole has the best verse this year.
I like that.
If you feel like you've done any better, do better next year. Change my mind.
Yeah, let us know.
Yeah. You got bars? Instead of rapping about money and cars, change it up. Switch it up. That's how I feel. Yeah. The guy that killed George Floyd, you hear about him?
Stabbed, I think, right?
22 times.
He's dead?
No.
He's not dead.
He is not dead.
How do you get stabbed 22 times and not die?
You know what? I think he was very selective about it. I think the guy was very selective of where to do it. I don't know what happened. They did ask him why he did it.
Wow.
He said it happened on Black Friday. He said he did it because, you know, obviously for George Floyd, and because it was on Black Friday.
Do they have a picture of this hero?
I don't know. I don't believe they released it.
Is he going to be released from jail?
I don't think so. I highly doubt it.
They're going to give him 2 years off?
I think they extended it a bit more.
Okay, unfortunately.
But To say that he's doing it for black people on Black Friday, I don't think that guy knows what Black Friday is.
I don't think they
there's no correlation.
They don't connect.
There's no correlation.
There's no graph.
There's no plus one, nothing.
Yeah.
Sorry, buddy. I don't.
But
I don't appreciate it. Obviously, it's a pretty messed up thing you did. Like two wrongs don't make a right, pal. So
yeah, that's crazy.
Don't murder anyone for
22.
22 times, and he's still alive to tell the story. I'm just saying, to stab someone 22 times and they're still alive, you failed at even murdering. Yeah. So you failed at being a criminal.
He's not a murderer.
Yeah, you're not. Like he probably went to prison for like tax evasion or something. Like you are not a murderer. He probably just did it, and he heard the news that he's still alive. He's like, God, I'm such a failure. I can't even be a criminal.
Do you think the person was probably like, I want to make my way onto the documentary? Because there's definitely going to be like a documentary in like 5 years or 10 years about that dude. Absolutely. Or like the whole
the George situation. Floyd thing, 100%.
There probably already is.
I mean, yeah. There's probably
and then,
like a few, yeah.
Like there's going to be one like crazy one that like Netflix maybe does or something like that. Or like Disney Plus. And then it's going to have that. And like, oh, he actually got stabbed 22 times in jail on Black Friday.
Yeah, they're going to bring it up. Absolutely. Oh, yeah. They're probably going to interview the guy that did it.
I would assume so.
Yeah, I mean, maybe even Derek Chauvin might be in it if he, you know, makes it. So 22 times, like, maybe if he did one more, that would have been the 22 times?
You know what's actually crazy? Mm. I read this thing the other day about, I think it was Amazon. And Amazon, you know, a lot of the major companies are getting into like media and like entertainment. So you see Amazon with like Amazon Prime, Apple with Apple TV, Disney Plus, Netflix, or whatever it may be. So then I think it was Amazon, and Amazon actually paid this girl like murder recently for her story. Like, I think it was like close to $1 million or like $1 million or $2 million.
A girl
like
murderer?
Yeah. So the girl. It was like this girl, like this teenage girl. Yeah. And then now she's in jail or something like that, I think. But then they paid her for her story, so that the rights of the story.
So oh, they can make so like so much that she can do with the money.
Yeah.
Your whole life crazy. Is ahead of you. $1 million in prison? Where are you going to go with that?
But like, can you imagine that? Like, companies are coming to you and they're like, yeah, we want to buy the rights to your thing. Like, if the money, you can't spend the money, at least it goes to your family and all that kind of stuff. So then you sell the rights to your own story. So that a company can create a documentary
it's
on it and make
insane.
More money.
I mean, it's some money. You know what I mean? Documentaries are a big thing, especially nowadays, man. There's documentaries everywhere. Anything and everything, bro. You know what I mean? I see Pigeon on my goddamn balcony. They're probably going to make a Netflix documentary next year. You know what I mean?
It really reminds me of like the Tiger King era. That was huge. Huge.
One of the most wild documentary shows I've ever. Have you watched it?
No, I still haven't watched
Oh my God.
But I know how
I heard
big
the
it
second.
Is.
Well, I mean, no, sorry. I watched the second season. It was not great.
Oh, okay.
The first season, though, was like
absolute madness.
Nuts.
Absolute madness.
Like,
at the edge of your seat.
the most wildest docu-series I've ever seen.
Edge of your seat.
Ever. Not even edge of your seat. I'm like, what the hell is it? Like, it was absolute chaos and anarchy in that show.
Wow.
Like, it was never a dull moment with that show. You have to watch it.
Okay.
You're not going to watch it, though.
Oh, you know what? Okay, you know what?
I begged you to watch it the second episode of this.
I'm gonna try to make it a New Year's resolution.
New Year's resolution.
That I will watch it sometime in the next 6 months. Quote me on that. Episode 128, I think we're on. Or 127, 128.
Y'all hear him?
I'm going to try and watch it, and I will come back.
Y'all hear him?
With some stories.
Y'all hear him?
On that.
All right. Okay.
But yeah.
We'll 6 months. We'll see
how that goes.
New Year's resolution. Boom. Tied down.
God.
Yeah. That's all right. All right. If you say so. 6 months. We'll be waiting, folks.
6 months.
And we're
going to be a lot of episodes.
No, it's not. It's only like, what, like 8 episodes?
Is it?
Yeah. How many episodes did you think it was?
Within 6 months?
It's an hour each episode.
Oh, no. Sorry. I'm talking about the episodes for the blank.
Oh,
so 6 months.
I thought you meant like
no, but that makes sense. Yeah, okay, that makes sense.
Okay, no,
8 hours.
Oh, yeah, it's worth it. That's fine. Yeah, you can do that. You can do that.
It's a gentleman on repeat.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. We'll figure it out.
You'll be all right.
I'll watch it.
Oh, speaking of wild and crazy. Ruby Rose, does his name ring a bell to you?
No, not really. No. I need to get out with pop culture. It's very
difficult to host a show with someone that does not get out. You have no idea.
You're teaching me. You're educating me, and then you're educating the masses.
Unbelievable. You know what the goddamn blank is? It's a goddamn puzzle of Ryan. That's what this is. We need to figure out the puzzle. Yeah, we need to figure out the puzzle that is Ryan, because it's difficult.
What is wrong with this dude?
Anyway, Ruby Rose is I guess she's a rapper, but she's more famous for being like a model.
Okay.
Awesome. And she started an OnlyFans.
Okay.
Seems to be successful at it.
Is it like a modeling OnlyFans, or is it like
I don't know what she does. I know she's modeling in it. Spread eagle. I have no idea.
Like a spread eagle.
I don't know. For legal purposes, I do not know.
Like bend the back, kind of, you know, from the back.
No, I think you have to pay
OnlyFans.
I only paid for the general. Okay. Anyway. So essentially she's doing pretty well for herself, making some good money from OnlyFans. She ran into the biggest donator to her OnlyFans.
How do you run into the biggest donator?
I don't know.
She
posted on her social media that she ran into him. Mm-hmm. And then you slide to the next picture and you see how much he donated.
How much was it?
So he was only a fan for 1 month.
1 month?
Yeah.
Okay.
And he became the biggest supporter.
Biggest supporter. Wow.
You know what? Let's make a guess. I'll give you three guesses how much he donated.
In 1 month?
Yeah.
I would say 500,000.
Okay. Well, I mean, dude, what the hell? That was so like, okay. Like you start, okay, that's pretty big. But I mean, like.
I would say 25 grand.
No.
Last chance, 200,000.
No, 62,000.
62,000
in 1 month.
Wow, holy crap!
That's more. That's salary.
What is this guy doing with 62,000? I don't know. Spending it on pictures of celebrities.
I don't know, but he spent it. They met, and it wasn't. I think it was run in by chance. But then
these girls are putting themselves in danger if they're meeting.
So here's the thing. This week. Yeah. She then plastered the same guy. They didn't meet again, but she plastered how he constantly messages her asking what she's doing.
Tripping.
Saying, oh, hey, I thought we had a connection. What's up? What are you up to? Why are you ignoring me? And he's still donating to the cause.
Wow.
Crazy. So, all I'm saying is, for all you OnlyFans, porn stars, even video girls out there that have followers, there's a reason why you don't plaster your biggest fans. Because if they're donating that much money in that little span of time to you,
they got
something
issues.
Is clearly yeah. wrong with them.
They got some issues. I know that it's sort of common sense, but don't meet your fans.
What are you doing?
Don't meet your fans.
That's... If you work in the adult entertainment industry and you don't have what are you doing? You know, and he donated that much to you in that little span of time.
Yeah.
This man is not all in his right mind.
Definitely not.
Okay?
$62,000.
That's insane.
That's insane.
Nuts.
That's literally more money than what people make in a lifetime.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Some people.
Some people. A lot of people in different countries.
A lot of people.
They won't see that money, but it's all going to her.
Crazy.
So you know what? That being said, today we get a daily double of some people's kids. To that creepy dude. And to Ruby. For not learning. To stay back. So if there's a dude out there, for all you OnlyFans models out there, even dudes too, if there's a person who's donating so much money, and I understand that you're rich and famous, you don't know how much big money is, if they're donating a salary's worth of money to you in 1 month, stay away, all right?
Definitely.
Keep your distance. Look at the money that they're donating and be like, hey, you know what? This is not a good idea. Bad idea. Let's not do that. God. All right. Yeah. I thought this was common sense, but clearly. Yeah.
Stay away from them.
All right.
62,000. Damn.
In 1 month, dude.
Damn.
Less than a month.
The guy's got money.
He looks pretty broke.
Spending all his money on
Her. I don't even think she appears nude on it. All that money for no... What are you doing? You know Pornhub's free, right?
Yeah, that's weird.
That's insane.
That's some weird shit.
Come on. Would you go to an adult convention?
What do you mean adult convention?
Like those porn conventions.
No, I would not.
Why?
That's this...
Why?
I don't know.
I would.
That's just not one of like the communities I would want to put myself in. Why? And be around.
Just like
you know what I mean?
Heavy dudes, like porn, unattractive dudes walking around meeting their dream porn star.
Knowing like porn and stuff like that exists is cool and all. Yeah. Like, and
you know, yeah.
It's just part
their
of like
jobs
the world.
Are working people.
Yeah, they're working people, but like as soon as you throw like a convention into it, yeah. I'm okay.
What? You don't wanna see you don't wanna see the newest and status technology in sexual intercourse?
I am okay.
The Gok 5000 plus the Gok 5000 with hand to his grip is releasing next year. You know,
I'd be scared who I'd see.
Oh, that's a good point.
I go there.
You run into like an old manager.
Yeah, or like, something like that. You know what I mean?
It's like, what the hell are you doing here? Man, what the hell are you doing here? Or like a coworker of yours. Yeah, like, bro, you aren't you married?
Yeah, like something like that, you know?
It's like, you married. I'm like, oh, man, whatever.
I'm telling you,
man, Lisa Ann's here, bro. Trying to get her autograph. Plus some.
Yeah, I guess in that sense, some people look at it like that. Yeah. Like in like celebrities and...
I mean, they idolize these folk.
Yeah, so... I don't know.
You wouldn't do that? I don't know. I mean, I tried out one time. They do it at the Metro Convention Center every year.
I'm good.
We can create a stand there, the blank.
I'm good.
Yeah, all right, whatever. Sorry. Now this guy has morals all of a sudden. He'll eat a freaking poodle off the goddamn street. But yeah, all porn conventions. Ay, ay, ay. Whatever. Anywho, it looks like we're time's up. Thanks. Fuck was that? Anyway, tune in next week where we'll talk about more ish, more stuff, and
more OnlyFans.
Yay.
Me and Carlos starting OnlyFans.
Step back. You're scaring the people. Anywho, I'm Carlos.
And I'm Ryan.
And this is The Blank with Carlos and Ryan. Happy holidays. And as always, fill it in. La 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 la.